and welcome, friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host, with you today. I'm a homeschool father of five. Bill Jack from Worldview Academy, also in studio with us. As we wrap up 2018 in the year of our Lord. Yes, indeed, another year. And some of the most interesting and exciting things have happened in the history of mankind. Why? Because we know that all that happens is happening according to the purposes of Almighty God and working according to the plans of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is head over all things to the church. That means that these events are not random occurrences in a random chance universe where atoms are banging up against each other in a random and causeless way. But no, there is a purpose to all of history. And indeed, God ordains the free actions of men at every point, including those which do not comport with his law. And that's what makes history so interesting. History is going somewhere. Empires rise and then they fall, but the kingdom of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ, just continues to grow century after century after century. Hey, there's an additional billion Christians in the world since 1900. The kingdom of Jesus is growing. Praise God. Well, let's take a full review of 2018 in the next 20 minutes. Here we go, Bill. Are you ready?
I this is one of the most interesting times of the year because this is you rarely take a breath during a program, but during this one, I don't think I see you take a breath at all in 20 minutes. I'm glad I have a ringside seat here.
Okay? Well, we want to do a flyover to encapsulate a full year of activity.
I just wish our listeners could
be around the world.
I just wish our listeners could be here just to watch how you do this.
All right. Well, here we go.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
Set.
Breathe.
Go. It was the year of Planned Parenthood funding. President Trump signed over an additional $500 million to the organization, and the Supreme Court of the United States put a kibosh on the states that wanted to stop the flow of blood money.
And
it was a sad state.
Sad state of affairs. And who was the swing vote on that one?
Brett Kavanaugh, the new Supreme Court Justice.
New Supreme Court Justice. Mm-hmm. One of the other top 10 stories of the year, I believe.
That's right. It was the year of Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a thorough review of teenage drunken parties before the Senate Review Committee and
alleged,
the United States.
Alleged teenage drunken parties.
Well, he admitted to the drunken parties. It wasn't the rest of it he didn't admit to. And I think we had a pretty good example of how 2 to 3 witness requirement of biblical law keeps accusations from flying so freely and ferociously. And we touched on that on this program. It was the year of Me Too, which, of course, played a part.
It's not about you,
Kavanaugh thing.
It's not about you.
It's not all about me.
No.
It's all about God. But
that's
you tell
right.
that to the Me Too movement.
No, that's their problem.
It was the year of the Me Too movement as the giants in the city of man took a tumble, including Bill Cosby, who was sentenced to years in prison for his violations of the Seventh Commandment. It was also the year that the Roman Catholic Church began to feel the full weight of the utter devastation brought about by 50 years of sexual abuse and more years of maintaining a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. It was the year in which Christians were in jail, and nobody really paid a whole lot of attention to them, especially those who were imprisoned here in America, including the Mennonite pastors in Vermont and another Christian businessman. It was the year that persecution stepped up for Christian organizations. The most powerful persecutors of those who stand for righteousness in our country today turned out to be Google, Apple, Facebook, and YouTube. The persecution has been 10 times stronger than it was 20 years ago. It was also a year that the final step into insanity has been taken and thoroughly institutionalized by our suicidal civilizations, and I would say that would be transgenderism. Christian teachers were fired for not playing along with the insane suicidal charades, and the little boy in the emperor's new clothes procession has been pretty well hog-tied and muzzled.
No, what has happened is he's been forced to dance in gay bars. There's an 11-year-old who is forced to dance in a gay bar, and it's not labeled child abuse.
Right. It's been featured on the Today Show.
Yes.
NBC's Today Show. Another example of the celebration of some of the worst forms of cultural degradation that you could imagine for yourself. Society itself has expressed its absolute bankruptcy in the year 2018, and the need for the gospel and Jesus Christ's redemption has never been more pronounced in this post-Christian culture as it was in 2018. We'll take a break and be back in a moment with more from the year 2018 as the year in review continues on the Generations Broadcast. It's hard to imagine Christian pastors going to jail for their faith, and it's just as hard to imagine Christian businessmen fined $135,000 for not baking a cake in celebration of a homosexual wedding. It's hard to imagine America turning into a communist state that persecutes Christians and rewards the most aberrant. Will Christians just let it happen? Should Christians just let it happen? These are important questions, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson. And I wrote the book on freedom because I wanted to build a case for freedom. A biblical case. A historical case. And let me tell you, the history of freedom is the most inspiring story you'll ever read. Have you heard the story of the Magna Carta, Bannockburn, Leyden, and William the Silent, the American Pilgrims, and the Battle for King's Mountain? How will we fight for freedom in this generation and the next? Well, tell the story first. The story of freedom. Let's leave a legacy for freedom for our children and our grandchildren. Get a copy of the new book, Freedom for Each of Your Children and Grandchildren, at generations.org. That's generations.org. And we are back on the Generations Broadcast, continuing a review of 2018 on this edition of the program. It was the most tragic year for modern evangelicalism since its beginnings some 100 years ago. The crack in the evangelical Titanic is now 8 feet wide. And yes, evangelicalism in its modern form developing out of the 1920s and 1930s, modernism as a halfway house to retain something of a biblical orthodoxy. But it was 2018 that modern evangelicalism cracked, and this turns out to be the year of tragedy. It was the year of disunity among evangelical Christians. They fought each other. They argued with each other. They persecuted those who would not conform to the world. It was the year of faithlessness for American evangelicals. It was the year that the National Association of Evangelicals embraced the Utah Mormon Church Compromise in enabling special rights for homosexuals. They passed resolutions to persecute Jack Phillips while protecting their own hides.
Yep.
And Bill, I think that summarizes the NA resolution on the accommodation of homosexuals in federal non-discrimination laws. That was the conclusion to the NAE resolutions. And in the end, they will persecute real Christians while protecting the hides of false Christians. That's a summary of the National Association of Evangelicals, which, by the way, at this point includes organizations like the PCA, the EV Free Church, and others. This is not a good direction for the evangelicals.
No, it's not. The boards for the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities, CCCU, and the National Association of Evangelicals, the NAE, tried to quietly pass this motion that said we want to urge the federal government to include sexual orientation in the anti-discrimination laws. And this was a disaster because what they're doing is they're throwing Christians under the bus. They're throwing Christian businessmen. They're throwing Christians who are in the marketplace of ideas under the bus in order to keep their personal peace and prosperity.
Well, the National Association of Evangelicals joined with the Council for Christian Colleges and Universities to approve of the Utah Compromise endorsing special rights for homosexuals. And the CCU represents colleges like Pepperdine University, Azusa Pacific, Bethel College, Calvin College, Covenant College, King's College, and Wheaton College. It was the year of tug-of-war over Moody Bible Institute and Azusa Pacific College between the conservatives and the liberals. The war of the worldviews played out in the Christian colleges,
And generally, it was the biblical side that lost ground in 2018. It was also a year that the power of the gospel was severely questioned and compromised at a Revoice conference held in St. Louis, Missouri, at a PCA church. And sadly, Revoice never means revival or regeneration or repentance, but rather the encouragement and the empowerment of the gay Christian in their quote-unquote LGBT identity.
Yep, it's a revoicing, it's a falsetto. It is not a true voice, it's a falsetto. They're speaking in a false voice.
It was the year that openly gay Christians and Catholics showed up at the PCA church to explain about a form of godliness that lacks the power thereof. They healed the wounds of God's people so lightly. It was a very sad picture, an accurate picture of the dying of the American evangelical church. It was a powerless faith where the supernatural power of God didn't show up to raise the dead and restore sight to the blind. It was the year of collapse for the independent evangelical megachurch rage of the last 30 years, especially in Chicagoland. The guru of church growth and megachurches, Bill Hybels, came down hard. Then James McDonald, the Harvest Bible Church, followed soon after. 2018 marked the end of evangelicalism. It was the year that Billy Graham died, and he will be missed. It was the year that George H.W. Bush and Barbara Bush died, remembered for their support of Planned Parenthood and Title X funding since the 1960s. It was also the year that Stephen Hawking, the most influential pop scientist, atheist, and evolutionist, went to meet his maker, whom he had denied for most of his life. It was also the year that Tom Wolfe, the author, died, and Winnie Mandela died in 2018. It's in a sermon on one Sunday morning, a random mention of Winnie Mandela. I mentioned that she had died. Came to find out she died about 8 hours after I mentioned that.
Wow.
The top five movies of the year were all sci-fi, superhero, and fantasy movies. Black Panther, Avengers, Incredibles, Jurassic Park, and Deadpool. 20 years ago, two out of the five of the top box office favorites were fantasy movies, and 30 years ago, none were fantasy movies, indicating that Americans are more escapistic today than they were 30 years ago. They have exited the ramp of reality, and they have found opportunities to deny the possibility of true reality in a world in which the postmodern doesn't allow for absolute ethics or absolute truths. He will deny the possibility of an absolute reality, and that will be reflected in his entertainment.
Bernardo Bertolucci, who was an Italian film director, died at age 77 this year. And among his films were the notorious Last Tango in Paris, one of the last films that Marlon Brando did. It was a perverse film, but at the same time, he also produced The Last Emperor. The Last Emperor was a very great, insightful look into the nature of man. And I highly recommend that particular movie because it shows what happens when man rejects God. But Bernardo Bertolucci, who shaped the culture with his films, died this year.
Let's move on to economics. In the year 2018, it was the year that cryptocurrencies collapsed. Bitcoin dropped from 19,000 per coin to 3,800 per coin.
So they went into the crypt?
Pretty much. The Dow Industrial Average also slipped about 15% for the year, with a minor correction towards the end. And home price to median income hit recession levels upwards of 4.5. That's up from 3.5 in 2012. It was the year that corporate debt to GDP ratios reached an all-time high, exceeding the debt racked up just prior to the 2008 recession. It was also the year of government debt, $1.26 trillion
and counting
of additional debt. That's a 79% increase over the last year, and the world debt to GWP ratios are way, way, way higher now than they were before the last recession in 2008. In politics, it was the year of embarrassing revelations regarding payoffs for porn actresses on the part of the most powerful people in the world. it was the year that Christians began to see the real vacuity in their little political dalliances with the Republican Party, the uselessness of putting makeup on a corpse, polishing white tombs in Washington while the nation is sick. Sick, very sick, to the very core of its being. It was the year that Christian churches realized that without revival, we are doomed as a nation. It was the year that the last Christian country in the West toppled to homosexuality and abortion. That would be Ireland. The Republic of Ireland legalized abortion in a national referendum in May of this year. And as of last year, Ireland has also appointed the nation's first prime minister who openly claims to engage in the sin of homosexuality. It was also the year that persecution stepped up big time for brothers and sisters in China. And it was the year in which persecution continued in nations like Pakistan, Iran,
Nigeria,
and Sudan. It was the year in which the Lord Jesus Christ ruled over the nations, and the gospel continued to flourish around the world, especially in Africa and Asia. The King of Kings continues to crush his enemies, bringing down empires and preparing the great nations of the world for another tremendous humbling, as he has over two millennia. It was the year that judgment continued in the household of God. I quote from 1 Peter 4 and verse 17. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? It was the most difficult year in ministry that we have ever had, but it was also the very best year that we ever had. Isn't it interesting, Bill, how the very difficult times often yield the best times, and that's the way the kingdom of Jesus grows. Somebody once said that the history of the church is one successive example after another of tremendous successes, tremendous triumphs, cloaked as tragedies. Indeed, that's the way it has been again in the year 2018 AD.
God certainly does turn ashes to gold, does he not? He takes that which is difficult and uses it to glorify himself and to mold us into the image of his Son. And that's what life does to us.
We're so thankful that God continues to use this ministry through the years. Again, Generations Outreach grew by about 200% last year. Is the largest increase, the largest impact we've had in the history of this organization. Of course, the first year we may have increased from zero to some point, in which I guess we could call that an infinite increase.
Yeah.
But the last year's increase in our activity as well as our outreach has been larger than anything we've experienced in 18 years of this ministry. We've equipped some 50,000 families in the Word of God and Christian education, family discipleship, Christian child training, and a biblical worldview. We have increased our impact into Christian education, Christian schools, and Christian homeschools by our Christian curriculum project by at least 50% over the last year. So it's been a good year for us. It's been a good year for the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ around the globe. And yes, with the increased persecutions seen by the Church, in some senses unprecedented, at least in modern history, we can expect a large increase in the impact and the growth of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because wherever there is persecution, you can bet there will be growth for the Church. And this is what we have seen in the year 2018. And as we complete this 2018 review, let's include some projections for 2019. We've done this for the last 15 or 16 years of this radio ministry. So as we look at 2019, I think we can project gridlock in Congress after the Democrat comeback in the 2018 elections, Bill. But gridlock is good as long as it will produce less governments.
Yes, that's the beauty of gridlock. They do not intervene and intrude into my life.
As long as they are shut down.
Yes.
As presidential selections are identified for the 2020 election, I'm sure Hillary Clinton will be back.
Oh, she's the perennial candidate. she's going to go back and she's going to try it again.
As, of course, God wills. We'll see how that goes. Get ready for a severe economic downturn as well. May not happen in 2019, but you don't recover from the last recession by doubling your debt-to-GDP ratio. That's economics for kindergartners, and I don't think our nation has figured that one out yet. The next economic downturn will affect the colleges, first and foremost. I think Christian colleges will be facing bankruptcy soon, and our solution to that, of course, is to produce alternatives. Think out of the box when it comes to preparing your children for life. Also, I think we're going to see increased attempts to normalize sexual perversion. That's been a no-brainer for the last 10 years, or 20 years. I think it's just going to continue in 2019, Bill.
Oh, I agree. I think the pressure, increased pressure that's going to be brought to bear by the newly elected Congress is going to be immense against people in the marketplace of ideas. And churches are going to backpedal. They're going to crawfish, and they're going to do what the NAE and the CCCU did. Do whatever you want to those people. Just give us an exemption, they will cry. Mm-hmm. And so, therefore, liberty will suffer.
And persecution will increase. Yep. As long as evangelicals are busy forming their circular firing squads, and fear dominates amongst Christians. The persecution will probably affect Christian business persons who want to express their faith in the public square.
Yep.
Men like Jack Phillips. With the persecution, though, we pray will come revival, that there will be a revival of true faith. There will be those with a spirit of love and power and a sound mind who will preach the gospel clearly and present the claims of Christ and the great redemption story of Jesus, who saves us from our sins and releases us from the power of darkness and the chains of our sin. Hallelujah. And by God's grace, we will see a love for Christ, a love for his church, a love for his kingdom, a love for his gospel, a love for his commandments, and a willingness to lay down our lives for him. That would be the most beautiful effect of 2019, and that is our prayer for the year 2019. Friends, that wraps up our edition of the program as we study what happened in 2018 and we make a few prognostications for 2019.
And those are prognostications, of course. We do not see the future, and we do not claim, like Nostradamus, to be all-knowing. But I will make one prediction that I am going to bet money on, and that is that pizza will remain the number one choice of food in 2019, at least in my house.
That's probably got a good possibility of coming to pass.
Yes.
Well, friends, you've been listening to the Generations Radio Broadcast. We appreciate your support for this radio program as our impact, our exposure continues to spread around the world and impact tens of thousands of families. We expect more increases in terms of our ministry efforts next year. So any support you can give us by financial support or prayer support would be tremendously appreciated on our part. So again, you can donate to this program at generations.org. And of course, Generations is the 501c3 ministry. This is Kevin Swanson and Bill Jack in studio, and we invite you back next year as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.